So, all right, give me a second. I'm just gonna drink a sip of coffee.
What kind of coffee do you drink, Sean?
I drink black coffee because I'm not a communist.
I'm gonna laugh like this.
Laugh right into that.
That's good, because last time you didn't, and it sounded like I was the only person laughing. Well, Melanie and I were the only people laughing, and it sounded like you were some sort of humorless
golem.
I'm gonna
hoot and holler.
Yeah, please. It helps. So this is... Should that be in the show?
I don't know.
I guess that's up to me to decide, huh?
Mm-hmm. You have that power.
You know what? It's in the show now. This is Course Correction. Welcome, a show where three university students design perfect university courses based on less than perfect topics. My name is Sean Willett, and I am joined by Melanie Woods and Jason Herring. How are you two?
I'm doing just dandy. Thanks for asking, Sean.
I'm doing all right today.
I think I'm just going to keep asking you two like that. Like, how are you doing? Like, this is the first time I'm seeing you.
Okay.
Like every week, instead of the fact that, you know, we work together and see each other constantly.
That won't be the case in the summer, though.
Oh, that's
true.
So
perhaps we could be meeting again after such a long reprieve here in this studio.
That's true. This could be our weekly excuse to get together to hang out.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's
well,
so nice.
Now that you guys have had that kind of peek behind the curtain at the gauntlet, let's go over how we did last week with our course. So I got the reports here. Good news and bad news. Good news, we heard back from everyone that I emailed about the course. Bad news is it was all swift legal action. It was across the board. It was all cease and desist and restraining orders.
Even from Obama?
Oh, I am actually not at liberty to discuss the repercussions of the not so thinly veiled death threat I leveled towards him last week, towards the President of the United States. But trust me, there are definitely many countries I'm no longer allowed to enter, and so I am very regretful for my actions. But you know, that was our first shot at it. So all things considered, I think we did pretty good. Maybe it didn't stick with the higher-ups, but, you know, that's always how it is.
Yeah, you know, the man sometimes just gets in the way.
Exactly. Progress is slow. We just got to keep trying.
Just got to pick yourself back up, get back on your feet, and make another darn course.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're going to do. So let's make another darn course. So this week for suggested topics, I asked Chitter.
An awful idea.
Or a brilliant one.
Or let's see. So if you don't know what Chitter is, because why would you? It's a terrible website/application. It is a social networking app used by university students to be racist, usually. Or sexist. Or just any type of bigotry that's fashionable at the time. And so I asked Chitter, if you could take a university course on anything, what would it be? And let's just go through some of these responses, maybe comment on them, and then we'll circle back around and try to find the one that we like the most. So first we got from Imole L, life.
That's pretty broad.
Just the word life. Yeah. So I guess you can do that two ways. You could do, like, what is life, kind of like technically, like what are cells made out of, like you know, what actually constitutes life.
Yes, but that's boring as sin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's not funny.
No.
Okay, well, what's the alternative there?
The philosophical approach, which I'm pretty sure there's probably a course on like, what does it mean to live truly?
So just like everyone takes a mega chunky bong rip and just is like, what is life, you know? It's like, here's the thing, like, you get cells, the smallest thing that's alive, the things that make up a cell, they're not alive. So are we all just, like, not alive, or is everything alive?
Or everything that's not alive is alive by the virtue of being together and collectively not alive at the same time.
And everyone nods in agreement, and then we all, like, eat some, just go to town on some Doritos. That sounds like a really fun class, I gotta be honest. Well, let's keep on going here. So this is kind of similar. Urzam says, how to adult 201. So I guess an introduction on how to adult. So this assumes that adult is a verb,
yeah,
and that you can get better at adulting.
Well, I mean, there are, like, skills that are, like, typically adult that you don't need until you become an adult, and so thus the act of adulting can
be... Like having sex.
You can do that before you are a full adult.
Well,
I think sex is an adult skill.
Melanie, I'm gonna put my foot down here with Jason and say that sex is just for adults.
18 plus only. Yes.
If there's a how to adult class, there needs to be like 3 weeks of lectures blocked out explicitly
for sex.
For sex.
Just for sexy sex. Times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a very
adult
skill.
And then an entire
skill.
Week on how to unclog your shower drain. Because, like, that's the most adult skill I've had to face in my brief period as an adult so far.
That's a rough one, too, because it might not just be hair.
It might not be, but you don't know until you, like, have to figure it out on your own.
Until you just get your hand down there.
Wait. No, does your hand fit down your...
Okay, sorry, I should specify. The child you hired to do it for you. Or your pet snake.
I'm sorry, I've never... I've never unclogged a shower drain before.
Well, you
what
need this class.
What would be there except for... hair.
Well, that's one of the secrets that you'll learn in the class. Yeah.
General stuff. And actually, you don't really find out because most unclogging of your shower drain involves like pouring boiling water and soap down to just kind of dissolve the clog. So you actually never see what the clog was.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like a chemical you buy from the store
that if you touch, you have to go to the hospital. Like sometimes you can pull shit out, but like most of it involves like just like pushing it further down until it's not your problem anymore.
Yeah,
wow. Or like, which is adulting or like in a nutshell.
Dislodging in such a way that it can just be washed down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The more you know.
Yeah.
You learn so much.
Yeah, like it's the kind of thing where this is actually like a short detour. I might actually need this class. This might be the one we come back to because my sink got clogged recently. And so what I did was we had some drain cleaner. I poured basically a whole bottle of drain cleaner.
That's so bad for the environment.
Yeah, okay. Okay, this wasn't in like one shot.
Think of the trees.
I am thinking of the trees, and they're really mad. But I poured this like bottle of drain cleaner down the sink. It was like half a bottle, and it wasn't working. So I was like, well, that's unfortunate. And so I went and I bought more powerful drain cleaner, and then I poured that down, and then realized that apparently what happens when you do that and you pour two different drain cleaners down a drain is that they can mix and form chlorine gas.
Oh shit.
And so I had my kitchen smelled like a swimming pool for a bit, and I freaked out and like opened all the windows and turned on all the fans and such. I didn't die.
Is Chica okay?
Yeah, she's fine. I made sure that she was fine. I evacuated all the pets. It wasn't actually that big of a deal, but I was pretty spooked.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, it cleaned the drain though. So like it worked after that. So I mean,
so you do it again.
So I do it again, right? I just like get out of there like I was dropping a grenade. And like, who knows? Maybe that's also like helps with any pests that have like taken up residence in my house. It's a 2-for-1. So I can impart that skill to more people if we do this class. Well, let's keep moving on. So the next one from Kurt, this is going to be a popular one, is the Brain of Women 600. So, okay, I
Kurt,
like this.
Come on, buddy.
I like, okay, let's really dig into this one because it's not the brains of women.
It is the singular brain. It's the hive mind of the female consciousness.
We're talking about the brain of women, implying that women have one brain that they share.
This is true. As a woman, I can vouch for that.
I
can vouch for the collective female hive mind.
Okay, cool. Because that's been very theoretical for a while. Because no man has actually asked a woman about this.
Well, Kurt is a trailblazer right there.
He is.
But thank you, Kurt, for doing this for all of us.
Mm-hmm. No, it's quite nice. So, okay. So, what benefits are there to having this hive mind, Melanie?
Avoiding people like Kurt.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Because one woman can see him and realize that he's a weird beard and be like, everyone, this Kurt guy, stay out of there.
Yeah, no, I don't know what else. You don't really think of it. It's just kind of there. It's like when you put on socks and you forget that you're wearing socks. You know, the female hive mind is a lot like that.
Huh, okay. So it's just so naturally a part of you?
Oh, yeah. It's like, geese. You know how geese, like, fly in, like, a V, like, without even thinking about it? It's not like they talk to each other and say, like, let's fly in a V.
They just naturally kind of fall into that?
Yeah, it's instinct.
Huh,
it's like,
okay.
Yeah, butterflies flying down to Mexico, that kind of shit.
Okay.
Very, very true. Kurt, thank you for telling the world about this.
For just busting this wide open. That could be a really fascinating one. And it's interesting because that's followed up directly by Shailen's answer, which is, How Men's Brains Work, 500. So a lower level class, because I assume that, so apparently men's brains are simpler.
But it's also plural, because there are multiple men's brains.
We do have our own brains, yes. We are not linked by a...
Oh, we have our own brains too. We also have the hive mind, though.
Oh.
I'm not saying all women are the same.
So are you saying that there's somewhere there's a giant floating brain that controls all women?
No, it doesn't control. It is a resource.
It is a... Okay.
It's just like a big database that you can dip into whenever you want for womanly information.
What would you define as a womanly information, Jason?
I don't know. I'm not a part of the hive mind.
Yeah, no, Melanie, we don't know.
I'm oblivious. I'm ignorant.
Oh, God. Yeah, basically that. Think like, you know, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the large, like, supercomputer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
Okay.
That's the women brain.
I'm jealous.
That's awesome. You should be.
Totally, man.
You're like a... That's like in the future where everyone's connected to the internet.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Through their minds. Like women just have that. Like when did this evolve? Where did you create this brain? Where are you keeping it?
I don't know. Ask the hive mind.
Oh, that's secret because you can't get men all in there ruining it with their thoughts and opinions.
No, we cannot. It's a proven fact that men ruin everything.
Men get into it and they just start gunking it up and shoving garbage into it. It's like, and it dies. It's sad.
Yeah, let's not do that.
No, okay. Then this one, the next one is Adrian D., who suggests Marvel Comics, which is a pretty, I mean, like, I wouldn't be surprised if that was a real university course that we didn't even have to come up with.
I've taken a bunch of comics courses. Usually they actually avoid, like, Marvel Comics type stuff as all possible.
Yeah. Why I read this one out and why I think it's interesting is because we could do some sort of honey pot situation where we, like, have it called Marvel Comics and be like, it's for nerds. But then after the ad drop date gets like passed, and we teach about comics, whatever, for like 2 weeks. It's just about how they're nerds and it's about nerd bullying.
No!
I think the thing about why there isn't any Marvel Comics classes at the university is because having a comic book academia class about Marvel Comics is like having a film studies class about like Adam Sandler flicks.
Which
they're not okay.
No, that's not.
Marvel Comics aren't that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it's more like having like a class about like Spielberg movies.
Yeah.
Like everyone's
sure.
already talked about them and knows about them, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, so you just got me legitimately care mad about comics? This is what the whole class should be. Is we round up a bunch of nerds, get them in and say that comics are bad and get them all riled up.
Mm-hmm. Cuz I think like the point of a lot of like university comics classes is to like
make nerds mad.
No, yeah, actually it's to be like everybody thinks that comics are just Marvel comics, but actually they're just like all these other things. And like that's all of the comics classes I've taken, that's kind of been the focus, is it's like comics aren't just for superheroes anymore.
Wait, is there people who still think that?
Oh, yeah.
Is it like the like video games aren't just Pac-Man anymore? They're you got games where it almost looks real. The graphics are so good. Oh, and they're showing like stills from like Mario 64.
But I mean, like if you walk into like another dimension or something, it's going to be like an assault of superheroes and you won't like maybe recognize that there's other stuff behind mm-hmm. all of that.
Yeah,
right?
It's rough getting past all the My Little Ponies to get to something that's not that.
So I don't know. I know very little about comic books. Is there any comics that are like comparable in poor quality to like Sandler films?
Oh, yeah, DC.
Oh.
It's like the whole line of DC comics.
Well, it depends on like what you're like. There's just like shittily written like drawn things. Like I think of like comic book adaptations of like TV shows and stuff.
Yeah.
So like I really like the TV show Orphan Black. The Orphan Black comic though is garbage. It's actually just like bad.
I don't think entirely surprising.
No, it is not. It's like poorly drawn and like poorly paced and all that stuff. But yet I still purchase it. So it's doing its job.
Which is riding off of your love for Orphan Black.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, there's like shitty comics out there and there's good. And like a lot of superhero comics, I will admit, are pretty shitty in quality sometimes.
Yeah, most of them are pretty bad.
But there's like some gems in there that like make up for the shittiness around it.
Okay, we're getting into genuine comics talk. We need to pull out of this nerd nosedive.
Oh, no.
Next suggestion, and this is the last one, is Megan? How do you say Megan when there's like a...
Trainer?
No, it's not Megan Trainer.
Maybe it
Who
is.
Who knows? It says Megan H, but you know, maybe
Megan H Trainer.
Yeah, Megan H Trainer. Megan Harainer. So, okay, how do you say Megan when there's an E and an A before the G?
I think it's just Megan.
That's strange.
Don't ridicule this poor girl's name.
You know what? You're right.
Oh, that's her name. I thought this was the course.
This is a course on Megan. This is a course on Megan Trainor. That one's good. Let's put that one in the bank. So she suggested The Art of Hating Yourself 311.
Oh.
Yeah, which is a lot sadder than a course about Megan Trainor. To the point where I think we should just talk about the Megan Trainor course. So, okay. So class one, you sit down. Everyone sits down. Like huge lecture hall, 300 students. Yep. And the professor's like, forget everything you know about Megan Trainor.
She is not all about that bass.
She is not.
She's in fact all about that treble.
Yeah.
And then it's like silence.
Forget all the media misconceptions, all the scientific bias. We're gonna really just get down dirty into Megan Trainor and find out all about her scene. She has explicitly condemned this class, by the way.
Like to the point that we have to spell Megan like differently
with
than
an
her
H.
name is actually
Megan Trainor because of the legal action she's taken against us.
Yeah, it's a copyright infringement on her own name.
For apparently just wholesale making up everything about her life and who she is.
Apparently making it up. That's inaccurate.
Anyway, first class we're gonna talk about her parrot collection. You know she has 1 million parrots.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know, it's so many. Yeah, okay. So which one of these courses do we really want to buckle down on?
I think we should stay away from the brains.
Yes, let's no brain classes. I think that's also like I'm not a neurologist.
Yeah, and there's such a likelihood that one of us will just accidentally say something sexist, and like it's not intentional.
Yeah, there is such a likelihood. Like you mean a 100%?
Like a 100%? Even like. I would probably say something accidentally sexist, and I'm like, well...
We're talking about a giant hive mind woman brain.
Granted, that probably wasn't great.
Yeah.
Going back in retrospect to that conversation and regretting my life.
Oh, don't worry. It was all irony, so it was fine.
That's true.
When you're being ironic, you're allowed to say anything you want.
Yeah, that's true. That's how irony works.
That's how it works. That's the beauty of it. I like How to Adult.
How to Adult is all right.
Sure.
Okay, so How to Adult 201. So this is an introductory course. Second in a row, I guess. Okay, like, first off, what department?
It's like a practical skill-based course, right?
Yeah.
Like, it almost feels like something that'd be offered at, like, SATE.
Yeah.
But this is the U of C.
Yeah, but we can't have that.
We can't have that.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I guess just, like, maybe communications and culture.
Just CMCL.
Sure.
Yeah, everything kind of falls in there.
Or, like, it could be, if an aspect of it is, like, figuring out how to, like, work computers, it could be a computer science course.
I don't think we can punch everything into it. Computer science has a lot more to do than with, like, how do you use Facebook? How do you be nice on social media?
We lumped that into communications.
Yeah.
Yeah, which also has a lot more than that.
But I think you tried last time to put it in computer science. One of you guys tried.
I didn't. I think you're imagining things.
Yeah. Okay, I've got a complex going with this computer science thing.
It's like,
yeah, well I know what you're trying to say is that like computer science isn't like how to use a computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like how to like develop and like build a computer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like how to make it work.
But I feel like this is like more like practical. Not that CMCL isn't like practical, but it's a lot more like writing and reflective based, where I feel like How to Adult is like something that you're
fine
like,
arts.
Yeah. That's much better.
It's in the school of creation. Oh, it's like a drama class. It's like a performance.
Except it's actually not at all.
But not at all. But like that's the justification. It's in like
we can do arts without it being fine arts. Because like,
yeah, let's
certainly
just say it's
not
arts.
A fine art.
Let's just say it's
the art of adulting.
Maybe I don't know if it's an art though. Because like, there's no like meaning behind any of it.
Is there meaning behind art though?
Oh, is it a religion class? Oh, that's an entirely different thing. This is getting rough. I think what this calls
just
for
a general arts.
Is we make general studies.
Oh, yeah.
GNST, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. GNST.
So we honestly, for these things, we should just have like a list of like the like all of the different departments that exist. Because I forget things that like general studies exist.
I also think that by the end of this, the likelihood of us just coming up with our own department again is
highly
non-zero.
Likely.
Yeah. So
general studies it is.
How to Adult, what are we actually trying to communicate to people here? What's our takeaway from this course? Like, by the end of this course, what do we want people to
have
accomplished?
Enough skills so that once they leave the class, they can live in a house by their own without dying.
And have good sex.
Yes, and have exceptional sex.
I think like adequate. Like some students will come out of this with exceptional sex skills. Some of them will come out of it with passable skills.
Then they'll have the grades to reflect that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So what skills do you think that people wouldn't just already have? Or what skills do you think are so necessary to teach a university course that you couldn't just like Google? Or are we just teaching like...
Teaching things that like people would normally Google. Because some people are uncomfortable Googling things.
That's true, because NSA is always watching. They look at everything and they cross-reference it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. I mean, like if somebody was practically showing me how to unclog my shower, that I would not have gone through the like 6 different Google options that came up that did not work. Right?
That's true.
Because like you can Google something and you're not going to get the best results necessarily.
All right. So I've been thinking a lot about like non-traditional teaching methods lately, just in my own spare time. And I think this would be a perfect opportunity to really like bend the rules in terms of how we approach like a course in general, or like a university course and what we expect in it. What I'm thinking here is we build like a fake house on the U of C campus, and we get all the students to live in the house.
Like ants in a maze? like rats in a cage?
Well, no, like people in a house. It doesn't have to be like a torture chamber.
But like a controlled, isolated house.
Do
on
they get
campus
to go home?
Under the supervision.
No.
Yeah, exactly. There's okay, like ants in a maze.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a block week course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Block week and
there
you
we go.
So really, it's more like a Big Brother type thing.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 that's exactly what I'm thinking.
It's like a social experiment type thing.
And there's like...
But like with daily household tasks.
But there's like, okay, so like, you know, in a haunted house, there's like passages behind the walls for people like to like mess with things. There's like a bunch of like people running through the house, like clogging the toilets and like tilting pictures and like putting dust everywhere.
Yeah, and then like tax forms just appear on tables and it's like, you have one day to do this.
Mm-hmm. And every day someone gets voted off. It's actually...
It's just a reality TV show.
It's actually a reality TV show. You guys ever watch America's Next Top Model?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
No.
Jason, no? Okay, well...
You're missing out.
And yeah, you are. It's the best show ever, and rest in peace, because it's canceled because Tyra Banks...
Isn't it coming back?
Flew away into the space because she's a goddamn alien. She's the craziest woman on Earth. So, yes, it is coming back without Tyra Banks, so it means that it's going to be unwatchable. Because there's... Okay, so in America's Next Top Model, they all live in the same house, and every day... they all freak out and run towards this like huge TV where Tyra Banks' face appears, and she says, "Greetings, mortals. Today you will be expected to do these things." And we basically have
the
same thing.
That's actually like very close to what actually happens.
It is what actually happens, because that show's crazy. So it's like the same concept where they all like have to get up on time.
And the professor just appears on the screen.
Professor appears and is like, "Okay, hello, students. Today you will be facing these challenges." We have, like, TAs there, too, who, like, walk them through the stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, for example, in, like, the first day, like, all the meals and stuff will be cooked by, like, the TAs who will, like, show them how to cook meals. Mm-hmm. I'll show them, like, how to clean stuff up. And maybe even for the first 2 days. Mm-hmm. And, like, or, like, the second or third day. If we say that this is, like, a 7-day thing.
Yeah.
The first, like, 3 days are going to be a lot of hands-on, just, like, here's how
teaching.
You do this. Here's how you do this. Here's how you do this. But the last 4 days
it's
being,
a free-for-all.
Like, someone has to do this. You're being watched constantly. You have to sign a lot of waivers, and being judged and analyzed by how you approach these problems. You have to identify these problems and then, like, you know, solve them.
Mm-hmm. In like a adult way.
Yeah, exactly. So no crying. And you're not allowed internet access.
I would not do well in this situation.
Yeah, it's rough. Well, they teach you. They get you prepped.
That's fair.
Are you allowed like casual internet access? Like, what do you do during the downtime?
Oh man, there's gonna be a lot.
Crossword puzzles.
There's a lot.
And
yeah,
other adult thing,
and you have to read. And you have to read Time magazine
and mm-hmm. the Globe and Mail.
And
you
Globe
get the
Mail.
Morning print edition of the Globe and Mail every day.
Yeah,
and you have to read just the business section.
Oh, and this you're being provided with adult. No. Oh. Yeah. Okay. You have a closet that's provided for you with like childish and adult clothing, and you're expected to dress yourself properly. You're expected to behave properly at all times. You must be living the life of an adult.
Yeah.
Yes,
and there
including
will be
the sex that you have.
Oh, yes, the most adult sex.
So do we just trust these? Do we give them a crash course in sex, or do we trust them to just get laid?
Well,
like get laid with each other, I guess.
I assume we'll be with each other.
So this
the thing is, like, not to say like this is like prostitution, but there's actually this, I was listening to it about it on a podcast the other day. They do this thing called like sex surrogates for like disabled people who bring it in and are like, the sex surrogates come in and like teach them stuff sex wise. To the point of like actually like having sex with them and everything, and is like outside of prostitution laws. So it could be something like that.
Wow, that just got intense really fast. This is getting ribbed.
It's like a fun
fact.
In
what way, though?
What do you mean?
I understand the sex surrogate concept.
Have like TAs that are trained to do that.
So apparently if you're teaching people...
Oh my god, the TAs?
Oh no, not the TAs.
Oh my god.
Mind. No,
That's going to be...
That's a lawsuit waiting to
happen. Imagine getting all the way to grad school and then...
And be like, well, you're the sex teacher. Well, I assume that you've applied to this grad school based on your previous sex studies.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe you can use like a doll or something.
Yeah, like sex toys.
And we just like have them do their moves onto it. I think that's a more ethical choice.
Than
expecting them to pair off and like fuck. Which is, I think, a bit... That there's like...
There's so many problems with that.
Look, we're already setting up a pretty like horrifying like like reality show-esque death house situation. Oh man, the likelihood of one of these kids dying is astro-fucking-nomical.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, oh, we started a fire, you have to put it out. And then, it's a grease fire, you gotta throw water on it. And just like getting burned to death. Ugh,
oh, God.
Very high. That's why there's so many waivers.
Yeah.
And that covers our asses from toe to tip. It's foolproof. How do, like, what kind of rubric do we use to mark their behavior?
Would it just be... It wouldn't quite be a pass-fail, but there would be a very obvious fail, which is you don't do it right at all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a D grade.
Are you thinking, like bell curve? I would say, like, rank them and put them on a bell curve.
Ooh.
I don't think... Are we going to, like, comparatively say this person unclogged a drain better than this person?
This person took 10 tries to do it correctly and used the wrong items.
Putting a knives down the drain until like they couldn't, they were like jammed.
And then they threw it at the wall in a temper tantrum. Maybe they got it, but...
But the level of like calm they exude, you know, like if like a drain clogs, instead of like sitting there and like crying, like sitting down and just crying, like, which is what I did first.
Oh, there's also the option. There is a phone that is a direct line to your parents, and whether or not you choose to use the phone call to your parents.
That's a good one.
Because there have been many times in my life where I've like phoned my mom just to ask like simple household questions.
You can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
Here's the thing. You get one free.
Yeah, you get one free, and you have to use it.
You get one free to
right.
A mom. That's just actually a TA in another room. That's like... That can answer any question you have.
Hi, honey. I hope school's going well. How are things? Do you need more money?
No, it's like a Microsoft. It's like one of the. We've all been playing Miitomo. We've all been enjoying the good synthetic voices of.
All of us have.
I don't think Jason.
No, I'm trying to stay away from that. That's some bad shit, man.
But they call and there's like a synthetic voice that's like, "Hello, Jason. How are you today, honey?" And it's like, "Please, Ma. How do I unclog a drain?" And it's like, "This is your one." opportunity to get help from mom bot. Is this what you want to use? And then you gotta say yes, and then that's your one
and
free.
Then mom bot will be like, dump 1 gallon of boiling hot water and dish soap down the drain.
I didn't know that worked.
It works.
That's probably a lot more environmentally friendly than the chlorine gas bomb that I used. Again, like, I could have killed myself really easily.
Yeah.
Let's just...
And also, you have, like, a lot of things living in your home. Think of Elaine.
Oh, man, alive. Okay, so do we have, like, kids and pets in this house that they have to take care of?
No kids, but maybe pets.
Okay, that could be a more advanced level.
Yeah.
And we don't use real kids, we use, like, adults in costumes. Or, like, animatronics, because, like, again, like, the likelihood of one of these... How are we going to find a parent that's, like,
I don't know if you pay him.
I'm sure
you can find someone.
Here's $200. Can we let a bunch of like horrible children try to take care of your baby for 1 week?
Okay, here's the thing though that I was thinking of, is that a lot of people who are adults who live by themselves don't live like adults.
Oh no,
like you
I
look
don't.
At people's diets, like
no.
Ramen and Pop Tarts, right?
Yeah, well for me it's Soylent and apples.
Yeah, are we gonna excuse that, Sean?
You live off of sludge.
Yeah, I know I live off of sludge, but guess... this is turning into a witch hunt. I do not appreciate it.
Sean, this is an intervention. You need help.
No, Soylent's normal, and it's fine. But if they do drink Soylent in the house, they will be fail the course immediately. It is a that is the one pass fail
no,
test.
No meal substitutes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, so, and you have to like use dishes for all of your meals.
Oh yes.
That's a, like no drinking the juice right out of the bottle. None of that. Like
none of that.
None
no.
of like. Putting a pizza and then just eating it off of the cookie sheet that you cooked it on. Mm-hmm. No, like microwaving pizza pops in their own package and then just eating them
oh,
out of that.
Oh, what the fuck?
Derek does that. It's wild.
And in the package? Get yeah. chemicals and
no,
stuff.
No, apparently you can do it.
I also do that.
That's gruesome. You too.
I don't.
Okay, well.
I was saying Derek does. I do not.
Okay, no. Well, you do by association. You've seen this happen. You didn't stop
I have
it. Seen,
I have commented on it.
Well, okay, so. So I think that there's a bunch of like little almost like extra credit things that people can do that we don't explicitly show them. Mm-hmm. Like there's some multivitamins in mm-hmm. the bathroom and we don't tell them to take them. But if they do,
oh yeah,
then they get some bonus oh, marks. If... But if they eat all of them because they're gummies and they taste good and they get an upset tummy because they ate too many vitamins, that's not good. That's going to reflect poorly.
If they help each other out, if they act as like supervisory help to each other. It's oh, like, oh, that's... hey, oh, hey, Jason, I see you're having a hard time unclogging that toilet. Let me just
that's
boom,
true.
Boom,
you,
boom.
You get you can ask other people for help as much as you want.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's because like a part of being an adult is knowing when to. Is
yeah,
when,
but the
when
person who does
friends.
The helping gets money more points than you do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't lose points by asking someone else, but you don't gain any points.
No.
So I think it should like start at maybe a basic grade mm-hmm. and then every fuck up. There's a decrement. It's like a decremental grade decrease.
Like a third of a grade. It's like a.
Oh, we'll assign points to like bad things and good things. So like eating a multivitamin is like plus one good time adult point.
Eating too many multivitamins is
that's a minus 20.
Five. Yeah.
Yeah. Because then no one else gets any.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like the alternative is that we don't keep them in the same house and we keep them in their individual test chambers. But I think I like the big house scenario because mm-hmm. I like the big brother vibe. So do we build like a yeah, okay, let's round this off by like talking about infrastructure here, which seems to be a recurring theme. Do we build a bunch of houses?
No, one large house, I think. One Big large, Brother style.
How large is this house and how many students do
I
we
mean,
have in there?
Big Brother can like host like what, 20 people?
I'm thinking like imagine like a skyscraper, but it's just like an endless house. Like you keep
like
going
condos
upstairs.
Without hallways?
Yeah, you keep going upstairs, there's just more bathrooms and kitchens and bedrooms, just like endlessly.
Just like extra bathrooms and kitchens though.
just like an endless like interwoven like tapestry of like bathrooms mm-hmm. and kitchens and bedrooms. And it's honestly kind of terrifying. Mm-hmm. And like you can get lost in it forever because it all looks the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly it.
I like that. And with the failure of our How to Be Nice on the Internet initiative, we can just knock down that old building that we built up for that.
Oh yeah, the Institute or the Taylor Institute for whatever
Internet,
it was.
Internet Studies Online.
Yeah, and now it's the Taylor Student Living Complex.
Yeah, well, the Taylor family will have to pay this all because
oh,
it's
of course. The Taylor family is invested in our future as students and our experience as both students and as adults.
Mm-hmm. And that's why they're building the giant maze building.
Yeah.
That we're going to, I'm not going to sugarcoat this, trap students in for a week.
Yeah, like they cannot leave.
Yeah, they're not allowed to leave. And mm-hmm. like, that's a, yeah, you are not allowed to leave.
Oh, no. You can't leave being an adult, okay? That's called death.
Wait, if you die in the simulation, do you die in real life?
This isn't a simulation, this is real life.
Oh my God, you're right.
Oh my God.
What happens if you do like actually make a chlorine gas bomb in your kitchen?
There's emergency crews. It's like on Survivor when people have to get like airlifted out. Like
you see, like it turns out that like every wall is just like a secret door and a bunch of like TAs come rushing out and like start trying to defuse the situation. Like, no, cut it.
I think they save all the innocent bystanders. I don't think they save the student who made the chlorine bomb.
Oh, that's
the ultimate
That's
price.
Kind of like an extrajudicial like execution though.
And it's like, do they have the authority to decide that? It's like if you like that whole thing with the train and like the train's coming and like, do you pull the switch to like save the people or not?
No, but it's not even that. That's like putting a person onto the train, killing them when you could easily save them instead.
Yeah. You got the train going one way. If you turn it the other way, it's going to run a guy over. You pull that lever.
But that guy did really bad at being an adult, so...
Oh, yeah, and that's why you're doing it explicitly.
That guy's the reason the train is on runaway.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the metaphor here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think that we've got this pretty much settled out. So, again, this is... I don't think this really fits a 201 course.
Oh, no, this is like 500 level shit. Like, this is like a capstone seminar.
Do you apply for this class, or...
I like first come, first serve registration.
No, I think you've definitely got to get department permission.
Oh, yeah. To like say that you need it. Like,
cause, yeah.
Because some people will take it and be like, haha, I know how to unclog my shower.
It's remedial.
Drain.
Yes. Mm. Oh, here's the thing. I know how we fund this whole thing. We film it all and do make it into a reality show. You know how there's like Canada's Worst Handyman? It's basically Canada's Worst Adults. And because it's like, who wouldn't watch a reality show where a bunch of students just like mess up being adults over and over again?
That's the solution to declining post-secondary funding in Alberta.
Oh my God, we turn everything into a reality show. Wow. Okay, well,
wait, this could be a reality show right now.
Well, it's already a podcast.
That's true.
But we could just add a visual element of us talking into microphones?
Yes.
Yes.
That,
okay.
That it's happening right now.
And we'll include the cut Neon Genesis Evangelion reference that I made earlier, which I will for sure be cutting because that was embarrassing.
You're a nerd, Sean.
I'm not a nerd. I think that pretty much does it. So I made an alternate email address. And I'm going to re-email all the people I emailed last time, including Riot Games, creators of League of Legends. I just think they'd appreciate it.
I think so.
I just think that they'd like to hear back
maybe
from me.
Maybe they design a new game based on this situation here.
Mm-hmm, maybe. Like we could license it out.
Like a Sim-style thing? Like, whew.
Okay, what's the reality show called? Is it Canada's Worst Adults?
Probably.
Yeah, I think that works. And so it's How to Adult, I guess, 501?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I feel good about this. I feel like we are going to take some incompetent, newly minted adults and turn them into well-weathered, well-prepared, amazing adults.
And really, we're doing them a big service here.
This is service-based learning.
We're doing them, and we're doing the entirety of our society a really big service because we're creating functioning adults, which for all intents and purposes will be much better at being adults than any of us right now talking currently.
Yes.
And maybe they die, though. And that's
unfortunate.
That's an unfortunate part of being an adult, is that sometimes you create a chlorine gas bomb in your kitchen and kill yourself. So we can easily spin this out into more courses, like we were saying, like taking care of babies and pets and all that.
And sex. You can do a whole course on sex.
Oh, the sex. I almost forgot about that part. That's going to be a rough 2 days of the 7 days. It's just nonstop sex teaching. I think that's going to really drive away a lot of people, but I think it's also going to attract few students.
It's going to attract the best kind of people, Sean.
The absolute
cream. For our reality TV show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is some good television.
I'm ready.
So, yeah, thank you for listening. Remember that you should subscribe on iTunes to Course Correction. You can find more of our stuff also on the Gauntlet. We're all writers there. Also, this is made possible by CJSW 90.9 FM, great radio station in Calgary, and our partners. We're using their studio to record, and this podcast would sound like garbage without them. So
props to them.
Check
them out.
Thanks,
CJSW.
Yeah, they're pretty great. So, check us out on iTunes. Rate and review us if you liked it. If you didn't like us, then please don't leave a negative review. That would break my little boy heart in half. And until next time, I've been Sean Willett.
I'm Melanie Woods.
I've been Jason Herring.
And we need to think of a sign-off. What should we do?
Goodbye.
Just goodbye?
Just goodbye. Goodbye.
Nothing. We can't think of something like teaching-related, course-related.
So long, friends. It's been well.
How about I'm not mad?
I'm not mad either.
I'm Sean Willett, and I'm not mad.
I'm Melanie Woods, and I'm also not mad.
I'm Jason Herring, and I'm fuming mad.